Good morning and welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today we are focusing on something that has, I think, is always occupied a place of importance in our community, but it occupies an even greater place of importance when you are talking about all the hardships that people have gone through regarding the coronavirus. I'm talking about the organization Care and Share. And Care and Share has definitely been around for a while. It's always opened its doors and been a place where people can find food, people who are experiencing food insecurity. But at the same time, it's also a place where you have to imagine has been increasing in terms of the demand, increasing in terms of the pressure to produce food, especially during a time when we all as a nation were seeing or feeling the impacts of food insecurity as we went to the grocery store during the early days of the closures and saw grocery shelves that did not have much on them. And there were, pressure points in terms of, were there going to be canned peas or canned beans, and was there going to be toilet paper? All of that definitely added to, I think, the pressures that were being brought on this important organization in Southern Colorado, Care and Share. So let's talk to Lynn Telford, the CEO of Care and Share Food Bank for Southern Colorado. And in addition, we should mention, not only are there food distribution centers in Colorado Springs and Pueblo, Care and Share will soon be opening its first food pantry that'll be located on the east side of Pueblo. Lynn, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Shannon. Thanks for having me.
I was a bit long-winded in there, but I really can't say enough good words about the work that you're doing, because it is so important and it occupies a place that really is a lifeline for families and people in need throughout Southern Colorado.
It is. You know, food is such a basic need, and especially in times of crisis like the pandemic, people need that security that they're going to eat and the warmth and community that brings together. So it's certainly been an interesting time for Care and Share.
I bet. So explain the mission and the history of Care and Share for us.
Sure. At Care and Share, we believe that no one should go hungry. And so to do that, every day we're providing food to our 267 partner agencies across Southern Colorado. So we cover 31 counties. Our partner agencies are food pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, churches, schools, and all of those serve our neighbors in need. So we were founded in 1972 by the most wonderful woman, Sister Dominique Pichotta. People in Pueblo still remember her fondly. She's still alive, but she's retired and out in Minnesota right now. But she grew up, her family was from Pueblo, so deep ties there. We have two distribution centers. Our largest one is in Colorado Springs. It's about 50,000 square feet. And then we have a 20,000 square foot distribution center in Pueblo. And these are designed to get food out to partner agencies so that people who need food go to the partner agencies, but the partner agencies don't have to have the procurement staff and work through all of that we do, because we're able to get the food to them.
Describe how much food we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a lot of food. So last year we distributed 22 million pounds of food.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that's an amazing number, and we're able to do it through our affiliation with Feeding America. They have the national connections to General Mills and Nestle and ConAgra and a lot of the big food manufacturers, so that helps a lot. We also get food from our neighbors who do food drives. We pick up at the grocery stores. So when you were talking earlier about people going to the grocery stores and not finding what they needed, you can imagine that the grocery stores did not have much to donate to us for a while, so that was disruptive.
I bet.
And then, yeah, and then we have some donors that stepped up to give us money to buy food, but we're buying food from the same places the grocery stores are. And when they have difficulty, we have difficulty. We still are having a real rough time getting peanut butter or tomato products. So other things like pasta have eased up. And then all along, we've been able to get produce. But the whole pandemic has been a challenge from the distribution side and the acquisition side. But our team has worked hard on it. And I'm really proud to tell you that in the last 2 months, we distributed 50% more food than we did a year ago. So need is up, but we're responding and we're getting a whole lot more food out there.
Oh, well, that's good to know. But of course, that reflects the distress that some families and individuals are facing out there in our community that they have to, you know, turn to the food pantry, to the Care and Share Food Bank to access that important resource to keep their families and individuals going. So talk about, you know, since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, Lynn, what changes have occurred in your work? Need is up, like you mentioned, demand is up. What other changes have you been seeing?
Well, to keep our own staff safe, we had to close our campuses, and we haven't been inviting people inside our facility, except for the volunteers, because, oh, we need our volunteers. But we've had to space them out and be really conscious of exposure to everybody. And then we've had to look at new ways of getting food out to people. So, for example, we started our new mobile markets last March, and those are, well, they look like beverage trucks where you can roll up the sides. So they're very nimble. We can get out to mobile home parks and places we haven't been able to get to easily in the past. So that has been a change in providing more direct service that way. And then some of our partner agencies have seen huge increases, like 100%. So we've had to really work with them on getting food to them. And then to keep everybody safe, instead of having a shopping experience, most of the agencies are doing a drive-through process where bags of food are put into the trunk to minimize the contact between people.
And I understand you recently held your first Hunger Action Day food drive. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Hunger Action Day is a national day. It was September 10th, and we decided to celebrate it by having a food drive because I don't know about you, but our pantry was overstocked based on, you know, the sort of panic that happened in March and April. There were a few things in there we don't normally eat, and so easy to donate food, and that helped a lot. We were able to raise about 50,000 pounds of food, and that was pretty exciting. At the same time, September is Hunger Action Month, and the Gill Foundation provided a match for us, so people who donated money got it matched, and yesterday we just met that match goal, so very exciting month for us.
Okay, so you doubled basically every donation that was handed in up until yesterday got doubled through this matching grant.
That's right. It was very exciting, and we were thrilled to be able to meet the goal.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we are continuing the conversation about Care and Share of Southern Colorado. The Care and Share Food Bank, if you're unfamiliar with it, it has been doing great things, amazing work that has been accomplished through it, and bringing more food security to those in need throughout Southern Colorado for years, but always ramping up and looking at new avenues like those mobile food pantry distribution vehicles that Lynn was talking about. We're going to continue the conversation after this commercial, and Lynn is going to be telling us about what's been going on in Pueblo, some exciting stuff happening there, and we'll be talking about that as The Extra continues. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra, the show connecting you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And sometimes it's the groups. The group today we're talking about, Care and Share. It is an institution here in our community, one that is very important for filling a basic need that people have, people who have nothing to turn to in their cupboards, no way to feed the family, no way to feed the kids. Care and Share is a place where they can find that important resource, food, that they can put on the table. We should mention, if you would like to learn more, you can go to their website, careandshare.org. We're going to be talking about that website throughout this show, so we'll continue to mention it. But let's go back to Lynn Telford. And Lynn is the CEO of Care and Share Southern Colorado. Lynn, you've got a new food pantry in Pueblo opening up, and that sounds like very exciting news. Tell us about that.
It is very exciting news. You know, when the Safeway closed in East Pueblo, we saw that there was, you know, a food desert there, in effect. And that's an area where a lot of people could use assistance. So a lot of things were explored. What we started in 2018 was a mobile food pantry. We worked with the East organization, the Side Action Team, and they pulled together the volunteers, and we provided a semi-truck load full of food once a month, and did a walkthrough. It kind of looks like a farmer's market, only it's free. Then we saw there was greater need than that, so we started doing it twice a month. And then we had a meeting with Dennis Flores, and he said there must be more we can do. And there were many people at the table that day, and we decided that the best thing for the community would be to open a hard-sided pantry that would be open more frequently for people, so that they wouldn't have to drop whatever they were doing, like working, that one day a month or with two opportunities a month. So the board approved our plan, and we purchased a building that is right across the street from where the Safeway was. Where the Safeway was is going to be the Community Health Center, so we're excited to be across the street from them. It's at 8th and La Crosse, and we're currently working on the plans to build it out into a pantry that will be open. Well, we're going to start with 3 days a week and see how that goes. We have some initial hours that will be open Monday, Thursday, and Saturday, but we're going to be adjusting those as we see how the need is, how we talk to our neighbors there. Pretty excited about the whole project. It's the first time Care and Share has done this kind of a project.
Right. And so you'll need to be building that volunteer group out, I'm assuming, to help staff that in that location.
Absolutely. We're looking for volunteers to help our neighbors select their food. And we have a pantry manager who will be a staff member, but everything else will be volunteer-based, like most of our work is. And we're really counting on the community. We've already heard from a lot of people who are excited to be involved in this kind of a project. So we're excited to invite volunteers into it.
And has all the permitting gone through that you're expecting, or are you still waiting on some of that?
some of that is still coming up. We have gone through the zoning board of appeals, and we still we don't have a building permit yet, but we're working towards that quickly.
Okay. And hopefully people will realize that, you know, when you take away, I mean, because not everyone is in this situation, but in a neighborhood where a store is taken away, all of a sudden you're looking at longer trips to go to the grocery store. So that does more to the environment, you know, has cars on the road longer. It's inconvenient because, say, you are the parent of a newborn and you run out of formula. Well, what are you going to do? You know, you have to find someplace. But when it's in your neighborhood, you can make those shopping decisions that don't make it as great a deal. So very excited to hear about this for the Sunnyside Market. So, Lynn, if people want to know more about this food pantry, where can they go?
So our website, KarenShare.org, at the very top, there's a place where it says Sunnyside Market. Learn more about it. And we'll be continually updating that with what's going on with it. And it's a great place to check in and see what we're doing there. But if people need food right now, they can also go to our website. There's a button that says, I'm hungry, find food. They put in their address and they can find the nearest place to get charitable food. So that's a great resource. If you or somebody you know doesn't have enough food to eat, please go to our website and get some help.
Okay. We want to talk more about the Sunnyside Market, about the design and everything, because it sounds like a very exciting time in Care and Share's history. And progress. And so we need to take a short break for some commercials and for our news and traffic and weather. But we'll be back with Lynn Telford, CEO of Care and Share Food Bank. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, people, and topics that are important to you. And today, our topic is Care and Share Food Bank, the important services that this organization provides, as well as plans to expand the services and where those services will be provided. And we're talking specifically with Lynn Telford, the CEO, about the new Sunnyside Market in Pueblo that aims to fill the void that has been left by the closure of the Safeway on the east side of Pueblo. So tell us, Lynn, where Care and Share currently is with all the plans for opening it. Do we know when it will open and what stage are we at in the planning?
So just yesterday, I saw the detailed designs of the plans, and they look great. Now, lots of discussion about when we can open. It's going to be December or January, but, you know, soon. And it just looks great. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity for people who need charitable food to be able to come through and have a really dignified opportunity, because they get to choose their own food. They won't just be handed a bag of food. They'll get to choose the food that their family eats, and they'll walk through the area and choose their items and then check out at the end. And it should be a really good experience for people, our neighbors, who need some assistance with their food.
And we should mention that the construction will be going on. So for folks who live in that area, they're on East 8th Street, correct? They'll be seeing, you know, demolition going on and construction. So it'll be an exciting time to see that change.
It will. And right now, the asbestos abatement is going on. So there's already activity on there, just not the actual construction yet.
Okay. Well, yeah, they have to make sure they do that safely. And so when it opens, you mentioned a schedule that is, you know, it's not 7 days a week, but at the same time, it will be a lot more available to folks than what they've been seeing, even through the services you've been able to provide through your, you know, twice a week mobile food distribution. So tell us what the tentative hours might be.
Right. So in the past, we've only been out there with our food twice a month, but now people will be able to access our pantry once a week. We'll be open 3 days a week, so they'll have choices. And one of those days will be a Saturday, because a lot of people who need assistance are actually working. The most common profile that we see of people who need food is a single mother, and she's working. And maybe she's just making it fine until her car breaks down and she needs a little help with her groceries. So those are the kinds of people that we see when we give out charitable food, and those are the kinds of people we expect to keep seeing. Or seniors, you know, times are tough, and a lot of seniors need a little extra help with their food, and we're going to be seeing a lot of people who are going to benefit so greatly from having a more convenient and dignified opportunity to get charitable food.
Right. And when you had said, I was thinking it was twice a week, but you're right. Twice a month is what they've been used to in this location. But now they'll be able to, be getting weekly opportunities to make sure that they have the, I guess it's having the opportunity when it's open and when they need the food. And, you know, you have to make sure that all of those line up. And sometimes it's not the same time. So it's good that you're going to be offering those increased options. So a little bit, I guess you mentioned about the pantry staff, Jamie Farley, as I understand, the new market manager, but you can't do it with just one person. So how is that going to work as far as getting volunteers?
Sure. So we'll be putting a call out to volunteers to help with it. Jamie is a great guy, but he can't do everything in there. And we'll have volunteers helping our neighbors and restocking the shelves and just being able to answer questions for people. So we're going to need quite a few volunteers. And I think it's going to be a really fun opportunity for somebody who wants to get involved.
Right. School groups, too. Maybe church groups. Maybe, you know, I think of scout groups. All of those will be able to depending on ages, I'm guessing, will be able to do their part. We've been talking to Lynn Telford, who's the CEO of Care and Share Food Bank. We have much more to continue on this discussion, but want to remind our listeners that if you want to find out more about the planned Sunnyside Market or about all the other services and need for volunteers and donations that Care and Share has, you can go to careandshare.org. And specifically for Sunnyside Market, look at the top of the homepage. You'll find a link for the market. And we're going to continue the conversation in just a moment. Need to take another short break for messages. We're going to be hearing more from Lynn Telford after this. And welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you to the issues that are important to you. And today, one of those issues we're talking about is food insecurity, and specifically how Care and Share Food Bank steps up to help fill that need, fill that void for families and individuals who are experiencing the most dire of insecurities that could be out there, not being able to have enough food to provide healthy meals for themselves or their families. Lynn Telford is the CEO of Care and Share Food Bank of Southern Colorado. Lynn, we've been talking about this Sunnyside Food Pantry. Sometimes it's important to, you know, tell people what they can expect as they show up at a place like this. So why don't you run us through what people might expect, might see?
Sure. So neighbors will be invited to come once a week, and they can choose among the 3 days that we would be open that week. We're working on a low barrier sign-in that should be quick and easy for people. We have to keep some basic statistics, you know, for our funders. But the food is going to be a really nice variety. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of the food that Care and Share distributes is produce. So there'll be a lot of fresh produce. There'll be frozen products, a lot of staple items, bread, some pastries, and you know, we're going to have to put limits on most of the items, but there will be a great variety of food. But we do ask that our neighbors bring reusable shopping bags so that, you know, we don't have to invest in that for them. Most people already have them, and that would be great while they're shopping.
And Ed, when you hear about that, I'm just excited to know that, you know, families who are in need will get that basic need service provided for. How can we all help? How can people or companies who are listening to this who want to help do so?
Sure. So if you're interested in donating or volunteering or just knowing more about it, you can go to our website at CareAndShare.org. You could also email SunnysideMarket@CareAndShare.org. Another great opportunity that's coming up is Colorado Gives Day. So all across Colorado on December 8th, people be giving online. And there's an incentive fund attached to that. So if CareAndShare manages to get 10% of the total donations, we'll receive 10% of the incentive fund that is $1 million. So that's pretty exciting. So if you're thinking of giving, Colorado Gives Day is a great way to do that. But for all kinds of information, how to get food, how to give food, or donations or volunteering, please go to CareAndShare.org.
That's fantastic. And Lynn, you've mentioned to me, because we've talked before, Lynn and I go way back,
yeah.
And we've talked before, and you've mentioned how it's wonderful to get donations of canned goods and non-perishable food items that people bring in through their church fund or a food drive, or maybe a canned food drive at a haunted house or something like that, although haunted houses may not be doing that this year because of COVID. But when it comes to how you can maximize every donation, there are ways that CareAndShare is able to leverage cash or monetary donations that come in a way that far surpasses what we're able to collect, say, on a on an individual can sort of way. Can you describe that?
Sure. So we have amazing purchasing power, and you know, the cost of getting food transported to us. So our total cost of acquisition, we can get 10 pounds of food for a dollar. So that's really hard to do at the grocery store, and that's really helpful. Although food is still a great way to teach children about philanthropy, and it gives us a variety that we don't always get when we purchase truckloads of food.
Right, right. And when it comes to people wanting to step up to help, I know at one point, CareAndShare, during the coronavirus pandemic closures, CareAndShare wasn't able to have the volunteers in that it normally does. But that's changed. That's gone back more to normal, it sounds like.
We have just learned how to keep people safe. So we still have a lot of volunteer shifts. We don't have the massive events that we've had in the past for volunteers, but we still have a lot of volunteer opportunities. We still need our volunteers. So CareAndShare.org, and you can see what kind of opportunities are available to volunteer.
Okay. And once again, just want to give a shout out to the Gill Foundation. What a great idea that they did a matching donation grant during the month of September, where every dollar that was donated, I'm guessing by individuals and groups, was matched up to $50,000, and you've met that match goal. So that's $100,000 that was donated through the month of September. And we're not done yet, right, Lynn? I'm sure that you'll still welcome all sorts of donations.
Absolutely. We put it to good use. Every dollar that comes into CareAndShare means that we can reach out to more families and individuals who need that help.
Right. And you also, it sounds like, have good partnerships with, for instance, the Switchbacks and the Rocky Mountain Vibes, as you always get help from their mascots helping you anytime that there's a big food drive, correct?
That's right. They're wonderful to work with, and the switchbacks have been coming in and volunteering regularly. And then Ziggy shows up at our food drives, and then Toasty from the Vibes came on Hunger Action Day. They have been great supporters. We really enjoy working with them.
Yeah, and Toasty, I'm sure, wouldn't mind, even though it's maybe not the most nutritious food, but if you donated, anyone listening out there donated the ingredients for s'mores, I'm sure Toasty would give, you know, thumbs up or whatever he has. Does he have sticks as thumbs?
That's
I don't
right.
know.
And everybody deserves a treat.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Once again, just want to mention December 8th is Colorado Gives Day. So if you help bring Care and Share to receiving 10% of the total donations made on that day, Care and Share will receive 10% or $100,000 of the $1 million incentive fund. Again, that would enable them to help a lot of families and individuals in Southern Colorado, especially over the holiday season. Lynn Telford, CEO of Care and Share of Food Bank of Southern Colorado, I want to thank you again.
Thank you, Shannon.
And again, the website to find out more is careandshare.org. And you can also look at the tab that says Sunnyside Market at the top to find out more about this upcoming, soon to be coming resources that's going to fill a great need on the east side of Pueblo. You've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Today on KRDO's Afternoon News with Ted Robertson, Clerk and Recorder for El Paso County Chuck Broerman will be giving an election update. As well, we're going to be hearing from Colorado Springs Utilities and City Councilor Tom Strand. That's today on KRDO's Afternoon News with Ted Robertson. As again, I want to thank our listeners and Lynn Telford. Thanks for sharing this hour with us here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.